Now, said Squeers, giving the desk a great rap with his cane, which made half the little boys nearly jump out of their boots, is that physicking over?
Just over, said Mrs. Squeers, choking the last boy in her hurry,
and tapping the crown of his head with the wooden spoon to restore him.
Here you, Smike, take away now, look sharp.
Smike shuffled out with the basin, and Mrs. Squeers hurried out after him into a species of wash-house, where there was a small fire and a large kettle, together with a number of little wooden bowls which were arranged upon a board. Into these bowls Mrs. Squeers, assisted by the hungry servant, poured a brown composition, which looked like diluted pincushions without the covers, and was called porridge. A minute wedge of brown bread was inserted in each bowl, and when they had eaten their porridge by means of the bread, the boys ate the bread itself, and had finished their breakfast, whereupon Mr. Squeers went away to his own. After some half-hour's delay, Mr. Squeers reappeared, and the boys took their places and their books, of which latter commodity the average might be about 1 to 8 learners.